Welcome back to the Run Strong podcast. Hello, everyone. I'm not sure what episode this is because I am recording this episode on my phone, which is a new format. Not sure what the sound will come out as, but I'm just coming towards the end of my run. I just finished, but I'm cutting them short 10 minutes from home so I can get a 10-minute walk in at the end of each run at the minute, in light of the new restrictions, which today we are Wednesday, 24th or something, I don't know, but yeah, the whole country is in stricter lockdown. It's not a complete lockdown, which we have to be grateful for. I'm just going to use some of these shorter episodes to talk through maybe my training, my day, and hopefully give you some tips or tools that you can proactively use rather than just kind of dishing out advice or short home workouts and all this kind of stuff. Social media's gone absolutely mental in the last few days with fucking home workouts, which I get it, the whole fitness industry has gone into meltdown. And if you think your feed is kind of a bit chaotic, you should see it behind the scenes. So you've got to understand, or I've got to understand why this is happening. I've been putting out the same videos and hopefully some useful content for a couple of years now, so really nothing changes for me. But you've got to imagine the whole personal training industry, the whole gym industry has been shut down pretty much overnight, so they're doing what they can. So I'm just checking there's no one coming. I've got the dog with me. Fergie's good at social distancing. Anyone comes within 100 yards of us, I know about it because she goes absolutely mental. But I wanted to touch on yesterday. Like, I'm going to start with a bit of a story. Yesterday, bear in mind the schools are closed and everything now, so I've got the kids at home. Don't have to do the school run. Charlotte works in a school who I'm married to. Her last day was Monday to go in for some critical care, and she doesn't have to go in again. She just had to be available from home. So our routine has changed, which means I could go out for a run yesterday morning, Tuesday, as early as I like. Didn't have to do the school run. Lovely morning, I'm sure all of you saw. Blue skies. I got out about 6:30, 6:45. Before I started, well, as I was getting ready though, I realised I did get a bit anxious. Started feeling a bit nervous about the run. As I got to the front door, it was kind of, I felt a little bit like a criminal, like almost like I shouldn't be doing it. And I had to give my head a bit of a wobble, if I'm honest, because the guidelines were pretty clear. You could get out for your daily exercise once per day. Okay, so if I choose to go out to run out the front door of my house into the hills, avoiding everyone, sticking by the rules, then there's nothing wrong with that. And what I did see yesterday was a lot of people worried, again, nervous, anxious about going for their run. Now, if you're in a really built-up area and you live in a flat or whatever and things like this, you might not have the same opportunity that I have or someone else has. And and that's just not fair. But the harsh reality is, like, life isn't fair. And that's one thing we can all fucking agree on right now. Life isn't fair. So some people and some runners, and it might be your friends, they might not have the same opportunities you have, or you might not be one of those people. So there's lots of people shouting around in Facebook forums and telling other people what they should do. The only people you should be taking your advice from is the government, which I never thought I'd say. But yeah, take your guidelines from them, go by what they say, and apart from that, you don't have to listen to anyone, okay? There's a saying at the minute, my mentor used to say it all the time, where attention goes, your energy flows, yeah? So I didn't watch the news for about four years, didn't watch the news. And then last week, I started to watch the news a little bit because I wanted to know, obviously, what we can, what we can't do, what's the best advice. I was listening to scientists left, right and centre, and I watched 10 minutes at first. And then the next day I watched a little bit more, then a little bit more. Then Charlotte was coming home from school and she'd obviously been talking about the virus all day. Even my own anxiety and I don't get anxious, started to rise. I started to think, fuck me, do I need some toilet roll? Do I need some toothpaste or something? And like, I don't need bog roll, I've got loads of bog roll. But because my attention was there, it was on the news, and it was reporting on all these kind of, all the hoarders and things like this, that's where my energy started to go. So I had to think, right, okay, take myself out of that situation. And now all I do is get, if Boris is talking or the government are making an announcement, I will get my information and then get out. And that's what I've recommended everyone that I coach do. Because right now, everyone, their energy is flowing in the wrong way. People, like, we don't want to look back on these months of lockdown and think, I spent all day fucking arguing with someone on the internet in a Facebook group, yeah? We, right now, as it stands, we can get out, you can go for a long walk with your family, you can take the dog for a walk, you can run, and that's okay. So I would keep everyone running. The people that set these guidelines, just as important as it is the social distancing, they understand, I think, from a mental health point of view, how important it is to keep people running or doing their exercise, sorry, when they can. Fergie, wait. Yeah, anyway. So here's something I want you to think of. If you're feeling nervous, anxious, even guilty about running right now, I just want you to feel like you can shift your state of mind in an instant. So if I want to make you feel sad, I'll ask you to think of a sad situation that you've been in, or just for about 30 seconds, think of something really sad that's happened to you. And what will happen? You'll start to feel sad. If I tell you that I want you to feel happy, I want you to concentrate for 30 seconds on one of the happiest occasions you've ever had. Maybe it was getting married, maybe it was having a kid, maybe it was getting fucking divorced. I don't know, yeah? But if you focused on that for 30 seconds, in an instant, you're changing the way you're feeling. If I want to feel happy, and if I just stick music on and start dancing around like you've seen, even, it doesn't matter how I've been feeling up until that point, in an instant, I've changed the way I feel, right? So for some of you, and if you're runners, which most of you will be, you can change the way you're feeling just by getting out and doing that short run, okay? Or even just listen to music, read a book, just get your attention. I'm having to run after the dog. Just get your attention away from the social media, the news, all that crap, okay? You don't need it right now. We just need the vital information to keep everyone safe, and then that's it. In my own Facebook group the other day, in my members group, I got everyone to write 25 positives of your current challenge, the current situation. Because right now everyone's talking about how they don't want to feel. I don't want to feel sad. I don't want to feel angry. I don't want to feel anxious. I don't want to feel nervous. And then you've got all these mush cookies telling you to be positive and about positive talk and all that bullshit. You can't talk yourself into being positive. Let me tell you that, and no one else can talk you into being positive. And if you do, if they do, it doesn't matter how motivational they are, it will disappear. So your action will determine it. So if you are really struggling and you're still coming to terms with all the new rules and regulations and it's making you have all these negative kind of feelings, just sit down, take a notepad out and write your 25 down. I've done it. I've shared it with my group. Lots of my group have done it. And if you think, and when once we had 5 people do it, 10 people do it, we had all these positives listed in our current situation. Not in 3 months, not that's already happened. People need to stop living in the future right now and start thinking right now, what is the positives in my situation? And I agree, lots of people have had their kind of world turns upside down and the things that they love have been taken away from them. But we are in a privileged position. Right now, we can still run. Just think, there's millions of people that have had things taken away from them. So no wonder they're angry. They're not the kind of people you want to be talking to right now. If they've had their gym taken away from them, that is their life, or they've had their bloody sport taken away from them, or even if it's just McDonald's that they love to go to every day. Lots of people have had their daily life, the things that they love, taken away from them. So don't get into arguments, or don't get into slanging matches with anyone on Facebook or social media, and just look after yourselves. Get out for that run or that daily exercise, whatever you can do, whether it's jumping around with Joe in the front room in the morning and then going for a walk, or if it's just taking time out to read a book that you haven't read before, anything like that. Just remember, we're all in a really privileged position right now to be able to run. Okay, that will do. I think I've rambled enough. Maybe we'll do this again. Stay well, everyone. Run on your own. And don't be guilty about it either.